This episode of the TagCast podcast is brought to you by Avita Midwifery, gentle care and peaceful birthing. Find them at avitamidwifery.com and on Facebook, servicing the Albany, Lebanon, Corvallis, Mid-Valley, and surrounding areas. Call for your free consultation.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Hey, Gats.
Aww.
We're on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
You want to listen on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Cause I still remember.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Hello.
Hi there.
And welcome to the TagCast podcast number
26.
27.
28.
27, I think it is.
30 right? pounds.
30 pounds.
27 yes. pound test.
27 pounds. 30 pound test in the background.
Slick
and
delicious.
It is October 22nd, 2012. We barely throw out a date, but there it is right there. I am one of your hosts, Indian Carl Gatch.
I'm Terry Guile. I'm the other guy. And let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, we kept Al locked in the closet all weekend.
Yes.
He's back for our Monday
episode. I know,
he's
gone a little bit crazy in there, he has.
Yeah.
Stir crazy. Al's digging this tune. I don't know if he knows the 30-pound test.
No, I do. I dig this joint, man.
Right on.
I'm bobbing and weaving over here.
These guys are some friends of ours, Zach and Jason Rowe. They're from Tangent. And they just opened for Serge Tankian of System of a Down. They just opened for Head PE. They're coming up fast. They played the Warp Tour. And they're just local boys. And they can sing in Spanish, too. Check this out. Lyndon Wood there on Spanish vocals.
Nice.
Blake Hansel on the bass guitar. So check out 30 Pound Test at 30poundtest.com. That's 30poundtest.com.
Yeah.
And I heard that there's a new announcement for their, got a show coming up with a pretty big band, don't they?
Yeah, I think they just announced that they're
opening for Floater.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Dog at the Whiteside Theater in Corvallis. And I believe that's,
what?
Is it December?
Word.
Is that in December?
Yeah,
December 14th.
December 14th.
I got some friends that would be, you know what? I bet they're going, yo.
Yeah,
they should be.
I got some friends that live down in Albany that are, oh, that's here.
That's where we
and
are.
And are huge, huge Floater guys. Sean Allen and Chris Samacha, they are Floater fun.
There's a shit ton of Floater fanatics in Oregon. that have just stuck with them over the years. And it's pretty good to see that they still can pack out a place. You know,
they can. They can. I thought they were gone for a long time. There was a few years that I didn't see them doing any shows.
Well, they moved to Portland, and they were playing a lot of shows up there. They could still sell out the Crystal Ballroom. And one thing that impresses me about Old Floater, back in 95, 96, around there, they sold out the Wow Hall 14 times in a row.
Wow.
And that's pretty fucking badass.
That's back when people used to go to the Wow Hall.
Jack in the Box. Is that Jack in the Box?
That is. That's from Jack in the
Box. Well, not that people don't go to the Wow Hall
good.
Now, but that was back.
It's created just for me.
On a good crowd.
I was eating a burger, and I had a friend walk up to me and go, "Nugly?" And I said, "Word."
You
want a
nug? Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, it's still going. So happy Monday to everybody. Hope you guys had a great weekend.
Word.
We haven't even had ours yet, but you don't know how that goes. Used out in podcast lands.
Yeah, I don't know how my weekend was, man. It was either whole totally awesome or it was totally shitty.
I can totally tell you what I did this weekend.
What did you
do? Man, Friday when I got off work, me and my buddy went to this off-the-hook effing party, yo.
Uh-huh.
And there was a live band there. And there was this one chick there, and she was, like, all talking to me and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, "You want a thumb wrestle?" And you know what? She was really good.
Holy shit.
Totally, man. But then, I'm more like, man, let's hang out for a little while and get high and then, like, talk. And
But you didn't know that when she asked you to thumb wrestle that she meant her clit was the size of a thumb, but she wanted to doodle clit to thumb.
I don't know. Well, you know, it didn't go that far.
Oh,
there was no flicking of the bean.
That's fucking awesome.
Like, way off on a...
Man in a boat.
Wait a minute. Like, are you talking about the same bean we were talking about on Friday?
Yeah.
Francis Bean.
The lower but I went home alone because I was like, you know what, I'm here to have a good time and hang out with my buddies, and so I'll make as many friends as I can, but I just didn't want to go home with her, man. So, and then like Saturday, I hung out with my daughter, man. We had such an awesome time, man.
Sweet.
Yeah, we went surfing again. And then Sunday, we hung out, watched some movies, man.
Being a dad's awesome, isn't it?
Oh, dude, you have no idea. It's the bee's knees.
I do.
She's everything. Man, did you guys know she's quite the little actress now, man?
No, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
Doing plays and shit?
Yeah, she's doing plays. Actually, there's some kind of theater troupe up in Portland came down and scouted her out when she was doing Annie over in Corvallis. And,
that's awesome.
They want her to try out for the lead of Oliver next year up in Portland. So,
sweet.
Yeah, we're really jazzed. So she's eight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, hitting as many... things that she wants to do. You know me. Mm-hmm. You guys know me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't push anything on anybody, but you know what? I'll have fun in front of somebody, and if they want to join me, word.
Yeah.
Or if I see somebody doing something and I think that looks fun, I'll I'll pull over my car and play hacky sack if I see some fools on the side of the road.
Yep.
You know, man. But
that's how you get murdered, Al.
No, I'm... Like I said, I don't really care. But, or a zombie, another lead in there. Maybe that's an ear. But no, she's
an
like...
ear necklace.
Yeah. She wore an ear necklace.
Or the
necklace.
Tin Man's fingers. But no, she is just amazing. She's been in like tap, jazz dance, and ballet, and some gymnastics since she was three.
Wow.
That's great. And of course, she watched some old videos of me singing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I never showed her like any of my cannabis revival or when I used to speak at,
of
the universities there in Missouri, about cannabis. I wouldn't ever show her that. And I, showed her the appropriate song. You know, mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
But, she just, really dug it. Really
That's
dug
awesome.
It, man. And,
That's cool.
I don't know. She's amazing. She's everything to me. She's
That's cool. It's weird, dude, when they get older, and then, like, just on last Wednesday, my daughter turned 22.
What?
Yeah, dude, it's weird to see him grow up like that, and she's just doing so good. She's doing college full-time, working full-time. She's manager at McDonald's. She's worked there since he was 16. She lives on her own. She has her own apartment. She works and goes to school, and it's just, like, to see her doing that, it's just, like, so much more than I was doing at that time, and just being a dad is awesome.
And, you know, and to see people, like... I don't know, like as a parent, I've just come to grips with, you know what? She's going to do what she wants.
Yep.
I can only just
encourage
give her the tools.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and like someone, like I was at work the other day, I posted this on Facebook. This guy was complaining about his son. Like, oh, my son is like, you know, we want him to ride motorcycles, but he doesn't ride motorcycles, you know, but he wants to, and he's pissed that he doesn't help him work on the cars. And he's like, you know what? I just got to start practicing what I preach. And I was like, dude, you know, maybe you should stop preaching.
Yeah.
Because I just like me, I'm an adult, man. I don't want somebody just coming up to me out of the blue being like, yo, you're doing this wrong.
This
son.
Is what you should be
this
doing.
This is what you need to do. Like, yeah. You know, you were his dad, like that parental figure when he was a child and a boy. You've given him those tools.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you better hope those tools that you've given him were sharp. because if he, you know, even listen to them a little bit, hey, at least he's going to have tools. They may be dull, but he could sharpen them himself with his wits and his mitts. Yep. You know, man?
Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, I'll get all carried.
No, dude, that's good. It's good.
I'll just start ranting.
We need people to be aware, you know, because I get a little upset when I see people who don't really do their job correctly as a parent. And it's not my point to go to them and say, look, you're not doing your job correctly. And like, who am I to tell them how to be a parent? But we have this godson that we watch, and he's about two, and we treat him as well as we can and give him those tools that you're talking about. And just watching him learn from being two to two and a half, and just all this, like, he absorbs all this knowledge from these apps that I have on this Kindle Fire, and he just learns how to count, and he learns the sounds of the animals and all this stuff. And then to see him not get treated good by the people who have custody of him is just, like, so... it's like, oh man, it just sucks, man. But that's all good.
No, dude, like, no, children are like, it's awesome. And you know what?
They're our future.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They are our future.
As corny as that sounds.
December 21st.
Right. Holy shit. Here we go.
Do you believe in that, Al?
You think the world's
do
coming to end?
Do I believe in the night owl? Of course I
no,
do.
No, he said, do you believe in that owl?
Yeah. No.
The end of the world. Come on, tell us. December 21st, is it coming to an end?
Well, okay,
well, let me ask you this.
Are you going to spend the night at home?
Am I going to spend the night
on December 21st?
Just in case it's the last night, are you going to be at home?
Fuck that shit.
I don't know if I'll be at home, but I tell
you
this.
Are
you
going to go and party?
I will... be with a beautiful woman no matter what.
Huh? Yeah.
Or a woman I find beautiful. I don't really care what other people think beauty is.
Exactly.
But you know what? I mean, that actually brings us back to children. I mean, like, everything like people do today, it's not their fault who they are because their parents raised them the way they were because they weren't aware of it.
Right.
And, you know, and I mean, they only raise their kids like they were taught, you know?
Exactly.
And, like, of course, like, we're human beings. We've progressed so much in technology in the last 100 years.
It's ridiculous.
It's, oh my God. From a wagon to some dude jumping from the edge of space.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Did you see the Lego version of that?
No.
Uh-huh. Oh fuck. You got to check that shit out, son.
You know what? You know, the whole story behind that stunt was he was from Domino's. He had to deliver the pizza in under 30 minutes, went up there and bam. He's down in 15.
Did he cook the pizza on the way up?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking it took him a minute to get up there, the motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
it was actually like, what, like 5 hours or something it took him to get up there?
Yeah, and 15 minutes to get down.
Yeah.
He was going like 800 miles an hour in a fucking spacesuit. That's intense.
Fucking righteous.
Crazy.
And you know what? And you just hear him, the microphone. He's all just, man, I would be all like this. No, fuck that, dude. I'd be all like, I'm going to go right through that fucking cloud.
So technology,
you
man.
You know how much I'm going to get laid for this song? That's right, bitches. Here I come. Have you ever been with a man that's going to 800 miles an hour? In nothing.
You might have an innie afterwards.
So I think before we got started... we were talking about the technology of porn on the phone and the smartphones, and you've heard of the orgy networks that they have now?
Uh-uh.
No, what's an orgy network?
Yeah.
I saw a TV commercial. They said it's faster than 3G.
No, you know what? I've heard of it. But I have heard of
it. Isn't it orgy
network?
Oh, wait, is it 4G network?
I think you're talking about a 4G
network. Oh, I thought it was. I got orgy on my phone.
Oh, orgy.
It's the orgy network. And have you heard about the new back-to-back swap info swap technology?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that nuts?
But what if you don't want somebody to know that shit?
Yeah, and they just come up and go,
phone? Like, does it have to be back-to-back?
Is it got to be 69? You got to turn one upside down.
Like, I would think you would have to turn it on,
do it
right?
Your pocket?
You probably have to turn it on and put it to swap
technology. You could probably have it on auto. But
yeah, but
you
know what?
You
I mean,
that?
There's some crazy apps out there, like turning a phone into a microphone.
Yeah.
And also, on my phone, like I can literally type into a phone number and it
and
will
it'll call somebody.
No, not only that, but it will locate you. It tells me where that person's at.
Oh, really?
And you know what?
Wow.
That's spooky.
That is.
What if somebody, I mean,
somebody's doing that to you.
Of course, I don't use the app. I don't really give a
somebody's
shit.
Somebody's doing that
do.
To you, though.
But you know what? That's funny because that is some more motherfuckers, yo.
Yo, that's
you know,
they ain't got
just,
nothing
like,
better to
like,
do.
Like, does this guy just work? Why is it, where is he yeah. doing? He's walking? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Dude, he's out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, like,
what is he doing out there?
I know. He's not going to wear fucking booties or gloves. Everybody out there is always like, hey, man, you got to wear a hood. Your head's going to get cold. And I'm all like, been fucking surfing out here like 400 times, son. Like, don't tell me what to wear on my head.
What do you think? This is my first rodeo here?
No, shit, man. You know what? Man, I can't stand booties and gloves. I just don't even wear them. My shit gets numb. And when I come in with my daughter, you know, I don't want her to be out there too long. But I come in, dude, and she's all, your skin's a different color. And I'm all like, word, because I can't feel my face.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally.
It's peeling
like,
off.
It's numb. I'm running down the beach. I can't feel anything. It's, like, pretty cool.
How do you even feel your legs to run, then? How do you just not face plant?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I got my wits about me all the time.
All right.
I don't know. But you know what? If she wants to run, I don't care what condition I'm in. I'm a fucking running, son. Like, I don't know. I'm one of those crazy dads. One time we were at McDonald's and she's all like, I feel like singing out loud. You want to sing with me? And I was all like, not really. She was like, please? And I was all like, you got it. I was like, well, you want to sing, girl? Oh, man, it was so much fun. It was
That's awesome. Crazy. So what did you guys sing at McDonald's?
Actually, it was pretty crazy. Her song selection was Summertime by Sublime.
Nice.
Right on.
It was pretty cool, man. She's a cool chick because I do the summertime part and she mm-hmm. does right. the living season.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, mm. yeah. She's right. Anyway, man, you know, we're going to be like,
what about Summertime by Mungo Jerry?
In the summertime when the music is high.
You know what? The best.
He still sings that song
have
today.
Have you seen that one that like where they're attached that stuck on you?
By Lionel Richie? Lionel Richie?
No, the movie. Stuck on You. It was like Coen Brothers.
Oh, no.
Was it?
Maybe Farrelly Brothers.
Yeah, I think you're right. My bus.
I have not seen it, though. I haven't
either. We'll have to
but
watch
anyway,
that.
But anyway, like at the very end, man, this dude does this version, man, like a summertime, and dude, it will blow your Bonnie and Clyde mind.
Really? It's that good?
It is. It starts out kind of weird, and you're kind of like, what's this motherfucker doing? And then all of a sudden, wow, like in the horns and shit, bam. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, baby.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, no. I mean, music turns me on, man. I mean,
me
like,
too. It's my life. Mostly.
No doubt. I couldn't live without it. I mean, if like some crazy shit went
down. Listen to this, though. If it had never existed and you would not have known of it, then how would you know that you couldn't live without it?
Because your heartbeat is music. The tempo of your thinking
yeah,
is
but,
music.
But if like, nobody put that to like... If nobody put that...
Everything has a rhythm.
If nobody took that beyond the sense of just hearing it into their ears, though.
But how could they? I mean, somebody's going to bang a stick on a hollow log at some point and be like, that sounds
well, somebody's
cool.
Well, somebody's going to build a spaceship that flies to that new planet with four suns.
Right?
You know?
Potentially, yes. I mean, if they haven't already been here.
Yeah.
Word.
It's got four suns. Well, it's two suns.
It has how many suns?
Two suns, and then it has two orbiting things around the two suns.
Terry.
I did that for you. We're surfing, bro. So Al got his board out. And
watch out for that tree.
You don't surf into trees, bro. So we're at the coast right now. You guys, Al might start doing a surf report for the TagCast podcast. It's in the works. We're talking about it.
We're going to get pitted, son.
That's right. So you guys, any surfers out there, Oregon is not...
And not only for surfers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, because, you know, to go to tide pools, like when I go surfing, what I like to do is when I grab my gear, If my little girl's with me, of course, I like to hit it at low tide when I'm with her because I'm teaching her right now.
Right.
But what we'll do is we'll swoop in at low tide to the tide pools. And then she'll go out there in her booties and her wetsuit and get in the tide pools and not be cold.
Right,
and be
play around.
You know, it'd be adventurous, you know. And, of course, my crazy ass is out there jumping around in flip-flops and, like, not even caring, you know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, and sometimes she likes to kick him off. I mean, it's a I don't know if, like, she's doing it. But, no, it's a great idea, man.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
And, this is awesome.
Who do you guys want to play the Super Bowl halftime show?
That's...
Nickelback. Just kidding.
They played last year, didn't they?
No, it wasn't halftime, was it? It was some other game, and people signed up. 55,000 people signed a petition saying, no Nickelback.
Yeah.
I ain't going to watch it, so I don't care who plays. Who would you like to see?
Well, you know, I think I got a little bit of a, you know, I would say, because you want to start off with something, you know, that's, this is Super Bowl, baby. And, you know, and I'm tired of, like, halftime shows. The reason why I don't even watch halftime shows anymore is because, like, man, I'm watching football, right? I've got my, you know, you guys know I coach football.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a fanatic. Mm-hmm. You know, for the Power Valley Sharks down, you know, here in Albany.
Yeah.
You know, the heart is hitting, you know, making other teams spitting teeth, man. Like, that's what they do. You know, left tankers, heartbreaking.
Sweet.
You know,
spitting teeth.
Wants them to get
so would you watch Jay-Z on there? So, would you be excited if it was Jay-Z?
No. Well, you know what? What I would really like to see is at the beginning. Okay, let's close it down, all right? We've got all the lights off, man. Let's say we're in a dome this year, man. Where are we playing? Is it a dome?
Nolens.
And yeah, Nolens is a dome, ain't it?
Nolens is a dome.
Word. Okay. Otherwise, we're going to black out the dome, yo, and we're going to get some smoke rolling up in there. And then you know what? We're going to have some kind of a video game lights. We're going to have people out there in these crazy patterns.
You gotta be patient. Don't spoil it.
Man, you know, you just don't, like, go on the date with a girl and, like, reach up and just, like, test her, dude.
Why not?
Come on, let me crush it. Let me talk to her. All right? Let me get to know her. Let me decide if I want to try to kiss her or not.
You gotta have some etiquette.
And so, like, we got this, and we got these crazy, like, video game lights because people are holding these lights and they're doing all these crazy patterns of, like, maybe some old school, like, video games coming up, maybe some, like, old school Madden, like, crazy light, you know, kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, boom, maybe, like, it's football time. Remember that old one they put on Madden, like, way back in the day? It's football time. Oh, are you kidding me?
Maybe.
But anyway, they had all these crazy, like, rap songs, right, on the Madden game. And having those old motherfuckers out there from those
jock jams.
Just, like, getting out there and, like, opening up with some football shit. And then we want to bring in with some, you know, then we want to bring in some talent, man. We want to bring in, you know, we want to bring in, like, a couple of headliners here. But, you know, we want to bring them out one at a time, man.
All right.
See, and we want to finish up with somebody really big.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody also we can pay tribute to. Because that's important that the Super Bowl is motherfucking touching, son.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking maybe we got to have some kind of – we got to have definitely a pop group, you know, get the kids kind of into a little bit. I'm not throwing any names out there, man, because I'm not so sure about them.
Bieber.
You know, I don't know about Bieber. I don't know if he's – well, maybe, man. And maybe Bieber could, like – pick up his game and, you know, maybe pop some pimples and, like, start pumping some weight and, like, you know, jump out there and do his shit like a man, you know, and, you know, stop shaking his ass for the little girls, I guess.
Yeah, baby,
whatever,
baby,
right?
Baby.
But come out there because this is a football game, son, you know, and he come out, he do his shit, get all of the kids all like, yeah. And then the parents are kind of like, you know, that was kind of cool because it's footballish and he's kind of bringing it right now. And then all of a sudden we bring out some old school shit and we get like some, who's those motherfuckers, the big lips. Aerosmith, bam, come in. And like on two different fucking vehicles from each side, bam, bam, like right on each side, and they're all coming in, and we got like, and he's all singing and shit, and they all come in the middle, and then they got Beamer with them, right? And he's doing all like, maybe the lady part on Dude Looks Like a Lady, I don't know, or whatever, man. And then like, then all of a sudden, you know who motherfucking comes out?
Who?
Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Oh. Because that's the tribute part. That's when we come out, man, and we start doing some crazy shit together. Because, you know, Aerosmith's got some funk. You know, they perform with, like, Run DMC before, man. And they just go fucking crazy on that shit.
But so, what are they going to do about MCA?
That's, I'm saying it's a tribute. That's the tribute part.
Okay.
And they wrap it up with maybe some like Paul's Boutique shit or I don't know, man. Maybe like I got some favorites from the boys, man. I fucking,
for sure. We all
I've
do,
been
right?
listening to them forever, man.
Yeah, those guys are good.
That sounds like a great, elaborate, great show.
It just
you,
popped in my head.
Yeah, Al, that
Aerosmith
you have
opening for the Beastie Boys
there. But I'm sorry. Unfortunately, you're going to have to stick with Beyonce this next Super Bowl.
No!
What? Seriously?
Beyonce.
Fuck that.
I dig it when chicks sing and be all
she
aggressive.
She could. There is speculation.
I like, hmm.
There is speculation that she could collaborate with her husband Jay-Z or Destiny's Child.
I wouldn't even have sex with Beyonce. Did you hear that Beyonce was cast in the new version of Star Is Born?
No.
What?
Remember that movie Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson?
Nope.
Clint Eastwood is remaking it. Good, you're smart. Clint Eastwood is remaking
it. I remember BJ
in the bear. And she quit. She decided not to do it. So they, I would rather have the Beastie Boys than Beyonce Boys. Rest in peace, MCA.
Man, I busted out a backspin the other day. It was fun as shit. I know that news.
A backspin?
Yeah, but I did it on grass. We were like having fun.
On what?
When I was at work, man. I put on some. I got this auto wraps function on here, man.
Oh, so you did a freestyle?
Yeah, like we, me and my buddy at work. This is so funny, dude. Me and my buddy at work, we do this crazy shit. We be having fun. We make these, and we just like make up these little free flows and stuff, man.
Sweet.
And
you got one?
Yeah. You want to hear one?
Yeah.
Let's see if my shit will come out, man.
Very nice.
Son of a bitches, I'm John Cater, and I'm from Sail Town. My dick hangs all the way to the ground, and I fucking around. I got no love for dumb bitches, stupid ass tricks. Only good for two things, cleaning and sucking dicks. But I'm a pussy cannibal, eat it up like I'm Hannibal. Show me where the pussy at, I tear that shit up like an animal. And then never leaving no scraps. Don't bring your bitch around me because your bitch won't come back. Straight up bizarre, you know I'm your pal. Jack of all trades, master to one. Me, myself, and I. And a lip and gun, dread sporting, temp for shorting. And stepping to me, better have an arm support. My face is my intro, folly ball, your girly size. What's that happens
when you record that on your phone?
I can't help I make your girl's pussy and eyes cry.
Very nice.
Did you write that?
Oh, we floated?
You're going to have to give us that maybe on a file of some sort.
Oh, yeah. We just did that work. Yeah.
Nice job.
But it's just
that
fun.
Was good.
But like, we were sitting out there and we had it like cranked up and shit. And I was like, me and my buddy back in, Missouri, Robbie Shields, we used to like go around in these neighborhoods to buy beer and we would break dance at these people's houses. We would go like, we're raising money for break dancers. And they're like, what?
That's fucking
and we'd throw
awesome.
Down some cardboard and like, Robbie be doing all these crazy shit. And I like, you know, he was a lot better than me, man. Mm-hmm. But I had a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? I got some rhythms.
Sounded
know?
Good. Sounded
and,
good.
So we raised this beer money. But yeah, the other day I was out in the, you know, we were like working in this huge field, putting a fence through it, man. And we were like jamming that shit. And I like did a little shit, little footwork. And then I broke into a backspin. Felt really nice.
Nice.
Like I haven't done that in a grip, son.
Sounded good.
Yeah, man. It's, I don't know. It's a fun app, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the app called?
Auto Wrap.
Auto Wrap.
And you can just like literally like, just like, I don't know. What we do is like, we just free flow. Like yeah. We'll just take the phone and then like he'll spit some rhymes and then it'll be my turn. And of course we're competing to see who has.
Yeah. It's like a,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, yeah. We're not cutting each other's throats. I mean, but whoa, we got someone, we make fun of motherfuckers and it comes out so funny, man. And
that's
we play it
shit
at work really loud, man. And the mother, cause you know, we have it plugged in through the radio, mm-hmm,
right,
man, and the truck. I turn that shit up and we got this one called like, a story about a man named Frank, and he's this guy that guy I was talking about.
Yeah, our buddy Frank.
And yeah, the UFO guy. And dude, I thought we were going to be just saying something cool about him, but Johnny came in, my roommate, you know, the guy who I free flow with, you know, he's a good buddy of mine, man. They're letting me crash at their pad. They're great guys, man. Johnny come in and like ripped the fucker's nuts off, just attacked him, dude. He's Chinese and he just like totally attacked that. I was like, oh shit, son.
Yeah.
But you know, it's all good fun. We play it loud. Everybody laughs.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
Oh, hell's yeah.
He's like, stop the tape. What are you thinking about chinks for?
The Beastie Boys are popular in the 90s.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, hell's
so
yeah.
What are your top five favorite movies of 1990s?
The whole 90s?
Five movies of the 90s?
Of the whole decade?
I'd say my very favorite movie is True Romance, Always and Forever. That's no it.
And
what.
That was in the 90s.
Yeah, that was in the 90s. And I would also.
I'm sorry, that is not correct.
Is
that 89?
No, I meant that's not in the top five.
Oh, it's in his top five.
Yeah.
I'd say that would be in mine, and also Pulp Fiction would be in there.
Yes, I would definitely say The Pulp, man. I dig on that. Yep. I'm not a big horror movie guy,
what about
but I like
some,
having fun on Halloween. But
what about, like,
Goodfellas was good. It was awesome, you know, in the 90s, man. That, like, brought out a whole genre of, actually, like, a lot of people started, like, changing their character around that, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just like us, you know, growing up with music, you know what I mean? And making friends as kids. When I was infants, you know, or like little kindergarten kids, we didn't give a fuck while we were friends with somebody. They had a cool lunchbox, whatever, we played.
Yep.
But then, like, you know, as we got older,
you always did
have
a cool lunchbox.
Listen to music, you know, we'd sing along with our friends and stuff. But, you know what I mean? Like, when we started choosing our music, we started choosing our own clothes.
Yeah.
That had a big effect on it, man.
For sure.
You know, some of us wearing, like, band shirts. And, you know, I think that really affects, you know, I don't know. That's brings us back to music.
Yep.
You know,
Music, like, is the...
Well, sticking with the movies of the 90s,
sorry. I'm going to also say...
I think he gave us two so far.
I'm going to say Full Metal Jacket.
True Romance, Goodfellas, Full Metal Jacket.
Well, I'm sorry.
Full Metal Jacket came out. 80. Wait. 89, I think. Man.
This is just a list made by the AV Club.
So you're not asking us our top favorite movies?
Well, I'm just asking you and then seeing if you get any.
And then
any
cutting
of them.
Us off before we finish.
Or if we're getting any of the top five.
Huh?
Well, why didn't you lead off with, like, guess what the top five are?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
you've
already nailed Goodfellas and you've nailed Pulp Fiction.
So we each
it's
got
true
one.
Romance. Okay. It's not on there.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's so overlooked.
Oh, my God. The best dialogue in the world between.
Christian Slater.
No. That between the. God damn it. I love the guy. I mean.
The guy that plays Elvis?
No, Val Kilmer plays Elvis.
Yeah.
Damn it. He. Like,
Dennis Hopper?
Good.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
And Dennis Hopper.
When he's all like,
and
well, you can tell when people can't lie, huh?
Yeah.
And he like does this whole thing. Holy shit.
And then he talks about the Italians coming from the black people.
Yeah. About Sicilians,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
About how they were invaded by the Moors.
Exactly.
And he all finishes it up with like, but he's insulting the fuck out of him.
Exactly.
He knows it. He knows he wants to die, so his son's not giving up.
Yeah.
Total sacrifice. Like, if you have not seen True Romance.
When you got a movie with Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper, and you got Quentin Tarantino in the mix that wrote the screenplay, and Christian Slater's not one of my favorite, but he does a great job.
You guys are talking about Toy Story 2, which is number 3, right?
Oh, but also, I mean, go on from there. Brad Pitt's in it. Brad Pitt's fucking the
stoner
on
the couch. Exactly,
right? Don't condescend.
He's smoking weed through a honey bear bong.
Kill you.
What about...
pick up some... cleaning products.
What about some Dazed and Confused?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, I was. I mean,
it's
great movie. I only
overrated.
Seen it a couple times.
It wouldn't make my top five for sure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. I kind of like the ending where he's all like, you know, I'll decide what I want to do next year, coach, and then turn around in these little like skinny bell bottoms, and I was like, really? Is this the end of this movie? Like,
how could this be the end?
How about like. What? Like, is this where they're wrapping it up? I mean, they didn't even get high in the fucking on the football field.
I know.
It's like marijuana on three. Well, I gotta go get my papers out of my truck, and all of a sudden, bam, they're in a parking lot. It's like, oh,
credits
what the
roll.
Fuck, and you're like, son.
Spoiler alert:
Dazed and Confused Part 2.
I know, right? Right?
You can
did I fuck it up for anybody?
What about Reservoir Dogs?
Oh,
can't
shit.
Believe forgot about that one.
I cannot believe I forgot the Riz, man.
Yeah.
Love
Steve Buscemi
in
that.
I don't give
that.
A fuck what you know.
Michael
I'm
Madsen.
Kill you anyway.
Yeah.
I used to have on a poster, Big Michael Madsen, man. It said Mr. Blonde on it.
Yeah.
I like the whole.
You're
going to
bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to
bite? Yeah, son.
That's a great
one. What about The Unforgiven?
No. Fuck no. And you know what? Now, I got to say something about that.
Clint Eastwood.
Motherfuckers bringing Clint Eastwood to the table with The Unforgiven and also that Gran Torino. And I got to tell you what, man. When he did Unforgiven, that whole fucking movie, I wanted him to whoop some ass. And he didn't do it to the end. And when he got drunk, first of all,
well,
man,
I'm not trying
to like, you know, I'm not that type of guy. I don't got a motherfucking drink to like avenge my fucking
right.
Friend. And then in Gran Torino, like, fuck no, man.
Get
he wanted to
lawn.
Die. Did he really go out like that? Motherfucking pull out that gun, son.
Yeah.
Don't be like that. Pull, like, let's have a shootout, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like, let's do that shit.
You know what movie needed a shootout was Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, I'll tell you another movie that could have fucking used the shootout in it, man.
Hitch?
No. What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah.
I wanted to see Caprio with the gun. I want to see fucking, like, is there a click, click, fucking gun goes boom? Or remember that Johnny Depp in the gas tank?
Can
bang,
I ask
bang?
You what was eating him?
What Johnny was
Depp.
Eating?
Johnny Depp was
what was eating
him.
Johnny Depp as Gilbert Grape? Gilbert! I don't know if it was his responsibility to his... Well, I guess I would say his obviously, the guys never came. as because... You know, he's all trying to hook up with that one. I mean, she's attractive in some flicks. I just really don't like her. You know,
Julia
man.
Is?
Yeah, she just doesn't do it for me. But, you know what I mean? Like, come on. I mean.
It was because of Cape Fear that you hate her, right?
Yeah, and then, like, he's got to take care of his brother who climbs shit. And, I mean, the guy's trying to get laid. He's got a brother he's got to take care of. And he's running errands for his mom. His sister's a lazy bitch. You know? I mean.
And his mom's fat.
I know. Well, that's not, I don't want to say that. You know, but, you know, she's got her medical problems.
Is that on the list, Gilbert Grape?
No.
Please don't tell me.
Thank God.
No, but what is being John Malkovich.
I would say very.
That's a good
that,
movie.
Yeah, that's
John Cusack. And the weird thing is the way Cameron Diaz is in
that
movie.
And
she
Orson
doesn't even
Bean.
Look like her. She's so hot. And she just looks like.
Orson weird. Bean was in it, too.
Who's that? Bean?
I don't know. Bean.
More beans.
No doubt. Beans coming a lot.
Jeez, what's up with beans this week? I'm going to eat a hot dog, a taco. I had tacos today. No beans.
Actually, man, my birthday last week, fucking. My friend Gary Barnes, like, he was helping me change my transmission on my truck. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you want something to eat? I said, yeah. I mean, walked inside, man, and they're so cool. His wife went out and bought us all, like, this whole big spread of Taco Bell.
Sweet.
Dude. And then, like, a cake.
Fourth meal. A keg?
A cake.
Oh, a cake.
Yeah. Oh, there are kids there. Yo.
Cake would have been good.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I'm a lightweight, dude. Like, I like.
Me, too. I don't drink hardly
you know,
anything.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I will not say that. I will go out, you know, with my friends, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, if I feel, you know, I'm in a safe place and, you know, people are cools, you know, I'll you know, stutter my step and, you know, slur my words a minute.
You break
you know?
Dance a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I usually don't. I'm usually not that type of drunk guy. I'm that drunk guy who is all like, oh, you know what? I don't know. I don't know who I am when I'm that guy.
What about The Matrix? Did you like that movie?
I didn't like the way it ended with the whole Jesus pose. It kind of reminded me more of the book or the movie Platoon, you know, at the end where he's all...
I didn't like it. The action movies are a little too actiony for me if they get too actiony. Yeah.
Man, you know, I like a good action movie, man.
Yeah.
Like I say, the Batman movies, the newer ones, I could not stand the older Batman movies.
Yeah. I haven't seen the new ones.
What?
Oh, wait till they get Lord of Me. When the Jack Nicholson's lying as the Joker.
Oh, God. I did not like Nicholson as a Joker, man.
Yeah.
I thought Ledger nailed that shit, son.
Yeah. He was good.
No?
You take Nicholson over Ledger?
Dude, Ledger, what's up with the lick-licking all the time?
Oh, he was licking his lips all the time. We talked about that
a long time ago.
I'll tell
you why, man. Because he's... Oh, because it's repetitive behavior. And when you have repetitive behavior,
that shows that you're more...
Well, I mean, there's just things that go along. Well, everybody has repetitive behavior.
Like, I'm always scratching my balls.
Well, like... For like the autism scales, man. Like, repetitive behavior.
So,
you
think
know?
He was part autistic?
Well, no. Actually, we are all autistic in a way. But I would say he showed signs of it was to show his that adrenaline flow in him all the time, that uneasiness, that edge that, you know. Where he's always cunning. He's trying to survive, man.
And he's like, always.
All the time, though.
I think it showed like some kind of mental
I think
thing.
He could have cut it in by at least half and still made it through.
Really?
It bothered.
You know what?
It bothered Gats.
And fucking Nicholson could have lost some motherfucking weight and didn't do that goddamn stupid dance as he was walking into the motherfucking museum. As soon as I saw that shit, I was all like,
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, he was.
And then I was waiting for a big kapow to fly across the screen. And you know what? Didn't it fucking fly across it in the fucking one where Schwarzenegger was in and shit?
Yeah,
I
believe
it did.
I did not
watch that one.
Dude, and they got all crazy. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like,
let me ask you a question, though.
Mr. Frost.
Have you ever danced? Have you ever danced with a shovel in the pale moonlight? No, a shovel.
A shovel?
Yeah, have you ever danced with a shovel in the pale moonlight?
No, I have not.
What kind of a fucking question is that?
I dance with the devil.
Here's a question. You were talking about drinking with your friends and partying and stuff. You ever been intoxicated enough to like urinate outdoors and get arrested for it or caught by a police officer?
I have only been caught for possession of marijuana. I've only been arrested for possession of marijuana.
That's a good record.
And never had a traffic ticket either.
There was a guy in Seattle who was pissing on a police car. And they caught him.
That's freedom of speech.
If you do that, though, you might as well masturbate onto the car, right?
Actually, it was only a $27 fine. No. So how much?
It depends where you're at, I guess. Like emotionally, not emotionally, but as far as arousal, like if you're like about to top off and like, yeah, go ahead, try to shoot a load on a cop car. Why not? I might try that.
Well, no, but
if I was with really like
we've discussed
in a parking garage and with a very open minded girl, I mean, I might try something like that. But
what we discussed,
I just wouldn't.
In some states, or is it some cities?
A long time.
Cities.
In some cities, if you piss in public, it's actually a lesser fine if you shit in public.
No, it's you. Get,
and then it's a lesser fine if you masturbate in public.
No, it's the same because if you get busted for public urination, it's urination / defecation.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It falls into a group.
So if you piss in public, you might as well take a dump.
Waste is waste.
That's right.
Yeah.
But if you get caught pissing, you might as well just start masturbating because that's a lesser fine than peeing in public. So if you just start pulling it and they say, are you peeing? You're like, no, I'm fucking jacking off.
When I found out you could be naked, like in your yard here.
You can? Like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Man, I was like, I moved to Salem and I was in my backyard, man, mowing my yard.
Naked.
And my neighbor wanted to meet me, yo.
Nice to meet you.
And he stuck his head up over the fence, yo. And he was like, because I had stopped and I was taking out the, putting the compost pile in the bag and shit, yo. Yep. And so he's all like, hey. And as I turn, like, he's like, just like looking over the fence, he's like, hey. And he's like, I'm just like standing there naked. And I'm all like, hey, what's up, man? And he's like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I was like, what's wrong, man? Are you okay?
And he's like, no, you're naked.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, can't you be naked in your yard here, man? Like, I'm not going to do it in the front yard, but like, I'm gonna mow my yard naked, son. And like, I did all my gardening.
No, he's got a bagger.
Scared and worried.
What if it threw a rock and hit you right in the sack?
Like, okay, yeah, man. Awesome. What if I crossed the street and got hit by a bus? Man, who gives a shit? All right? I don't care about things like
what
that.
What if a bunch
that
of
that would
razors
be a great story to tell. I'd come on your podcast and say, guys, listen to this
a
shit.
A rock hit me in the balls.
Look.
What if somebody dropped?
Instead of letting it heal, I put a piercing in it.
Nice.
No, I did my gardening. I did everything naked in that backyard, unless my kids were around, and or my little girl, of course.
But people can't see you from the road and stuff.
No, not the road. My neighbor in the back, he was this handicapped dude in this wheelchair. And when I first moved in, I looked up and I saw these trees were overgrown on his house, and I was like, he was out one day, and I was like, hey, how you doing? My name's Al Minta. Blah 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 blah. Word. And I was like, yo, your trees are like really out of control. Like, can I jump up there and chop those down for you? And he was like, yeah, that would be awesome. I was like, word. So I got my shit because we just moved in. I had, I just put all my shit away neat and orderly, cut all that shit down and jumped back over the fence, man. I put out all the brush on my side because I had like one of those grill things, where you put the firewood in, you sit around and shit. Anyway, man.
Right.
In the backyard. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'll take care of the wood too. And so anyway, so I jump over and he was like, hey, you'd like to be naked? Or is that like, and I was like, is it like what, dude? And he goes, is it like, you know, I was like, well, I'm not doing it to make you feel uncomfortable. And
I wouldn't do it if I didn't like it.
I know. I was like, and I'm not doing it for anybody. All right. So like, don't worry, son. Like, we're cool, man. You know? And he was like,
he hitting on you, Al?
No. Oh, no, no, he was a good friend of mine. Like, hit on me? I don't know. I don't think I get hit on that much.
Right.
By any gender.
Really?
Well, I think people like, I don't know. I'm a big guy. Who loves friends. I love having friends.
Friends,
man,
are good.
And like, I think a lot of people just, and I'm great with that relationship, yo, you know? And
so you do a lot of dating, or you just chill with the chicks you already know, or like any?
No, I date, man. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not bashful. You know, if I see somebody and we're talking and I think, you know, things could be cool, you know, I do the.
Welcome to the dating game. We've set you up tonight,
ladies.
Al. I didn't know. We've got three bachelorettes ready for Al.
Yep. Sister of Richard Simmons.
Nice.
Jean
Carla Simmons. Yeah, nice. Jean Simmons.
I like the hair in her chest. Is that glued? Nice.
It's fake
nice.
Hair, yeah. So.
Nice. Okay. It's a toupee.
Who's this other one? What is this?
She's from Indonesia.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
She speaks no English whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh, is that so why she's hunched over like
we
that?
Have a translator for the questions.
He can make you a cereal, though.
You guys put that brace on him.
Yeah. Just to make me feel better about myself.
You guys did.
And number three is actually number 634792.
I was in the Department of Corrections.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right.
She said she's letting her hair grow out, so don't let the bald head fool
you.
Oh,
she does. Nice. Thanks for that.
So, first question, bachelorette number two.
Yes.
What would be the perfect date for you?
Yes.
Oh, wait. She doesn't speak English.
Yes.
If you were on a date with Mr. Al Minta,
yes.
Would you let him go in the back door on the first date?
Oh my.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, bachelorette number one, what about you? Fuck that. Okay, we're aborting this show before something bad happens.
Good, good, good. No, I mean, no, I do date once in a while, man. I mean,
that was good.
I like women. I mean, there's a chick up in Salem right now that I'm like.
How many of them?
A chicken.
A whole little farm thing, kennel, mm-hmm. I guess. It's got little wire. I haven't figured out how to get my fingers in there yet, but it's no. I mean, you know me. I'm not a player or nothing like that. I'm too like I love life too much to be like hooked up on like shit like that, yo.
Yeah.
So, but no, I you know, yeah, I dig chicks. Don't get me wrong.
That's right.
And I'm you know I like you know. I like chatting it up, man. I like cuddling up with the girls, mm-hmm. man. You know, I like it girly by me. But I'm not a chasing guy. I'm not going to, like, tell you, you know, like, how beautiful your eyes are or anything. Like, I mean, I will, but I mean, like, after I get to know you.
Only if it's true, though.
I'm not
right?
greasy. Yeah. Right.
You're not going to use
and
it for pickup lines.
Right. I definitely do not lie to people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big problem in my life sometimes, man. Because, like, when I was married. Do these make me look fat? Is she learned along like when
no,
we were first together?
It's your
you
ass that makes you look
you
fat.
You do not ask.
Well, they wanted an honest answer. Why would they ask?
Well, because then it's like, well, then
do I even
got
need
no
to ask
page to wear out, and it's like, wow. No, I'm just playing. We weren't like that. She was a great, great woman. But no, we were very honest with each other.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
It's important,
right?
I think.
Oh, no,
some people get into a lot of hot water by not being honest for fear of hurting someone's feelings.
And also,
well,
going
you have
through
to
the
learn,
jungle.
You have to learn
cannibalistic parts of them.
Yeah.
Very hot water sometimes. With carrots.
And just the communication techniques in general.
Yeah.
You know, I think people just got to understand that you can't love anybody unless you love yourself.
That's right.
And also, man, like, you got to deal with your own garbage. You can't expect somebody else to. Like, a relationship is like, it's not a two-way street or any shit like that. Like, love has no expectations. You can't expect anything out of anybody.
Nope.
And that's ridiculous. The worst thing you can ever say to anybody is, you should have known better. Like,
ooh.
Really, motherfucker? Like, are you am I a mind reader? Like,
yeah.
No, I can't read nobody's fucking mind.
How would I know that? How
you know,
would I know?
And you will never know
what
what's going on in somebody's mind.
You should have known better than to date me.
Ooh.
If somebody said you should known better not to date me, well, I would
Like she's being a total bitch.
Well,
to
you know what? Hopefully,
like, I can't believe you're acting like this. You should have known better than to date me, motherfucker.
I warned you.
You warned me? Well, I tell you what. If a girl tells me and gives me a fucking warning like, well, let me warn you. You know, first of all, shit starts going on in my head. You heard how fast I put together that Super Bowl shit?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm thinking STD. Yeah. I'm thinking 8 kids. I'm thinking
marriage.
A boyfriend who's stalking her. I'm thinking I need a place to sleep.
Next thing you know.
Jed's a millionaire, motherfucking got like fucking no money left because he got like somebody else's kids that aren't his. You know, I mean, believe me, if I love somebody and they had children, I would love them unconditionally. Mm-hmm. I'm that motherfucking dude. You know, I'll play football. I'll like, see, I don't give a shit. I love all of that, you know, but man, like, come on now.
When some bitch is going to warn you not to date her.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
And then later.
This is what's up.
You'll be a hater.
And then bring it back to you. And you know what? That's the worst thing you can do also in a relationship is bring up the past. Like when people punish somebody over and over, like, you know, and bring shit up, that poison, and they're just like, hey.
From the past?
Yeah, what? Man. Like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have saw, like, you text that dude. Yeah. And it's like, you know what, motherfucker? I'm pretty sure you said what you had to say then. And I'm pretty sure she felt guilty.
Yeah.
You know? And if she didn't, you know, you really need to reassess where you're at as a person.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's usually, you know, your own kind of guilt coming up.
That's worse. You are your own judge. You're your own
judge. No, I'm saying when somebody does that, it's usually their own guilt coming to the top, and then they have to push that on the other person.
Yeah, it's poison. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they
it
become
is.
These black
it's a spiral.
Magicians.
It's a spiral of negativity that you know it's hard to get out of.
Oh no! Well, and it's well, not really, man.
Well, if you want to, you can.
You know, like let them live in their poison.
Yeah.
Like you know, you shouldn't be responsible for anybody's garbage,
right.
Yo.
For sure.
You know, what
for
I mean,
sure. Your
like,
own.
Right. Like yeah. I'm not. When I come home, like you know, and I'm angry. Well, you know, I'm not in a relationship. But relationships I've been in, if I came home and I was in a bad mood, motherfucker, I definitely did not take it out on anybody.
No, just go to your room and chill out or something.
And I even, like, was verbal because I have enough courage to ask questions. Like,
right.
if I have a question about something, I'm not going to make something up in my head like, oh, that person's going to talk shit about me when I leave. I'll say, hey, when I leave here, you going to talk shit about me? No, I'm playing. Yeah. And nothing like that. But I'm saying, you know, I don't feel asking questions. Like, what did you mean by that statement?
Mm-hmm.
You know, exactly. But with love, like, what did you mean by that?
Yeah.
You know, or when somebody cusses at me and shit, I'll be like, you know, I really don't appreciate being spoke to like that.
Right.
And, you know, and it's amazing how well it works.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, be all like, hey, motherfucker, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to cuss right back at you, bitch.
Well, also, if you say it in that nice tone, too, it makes it more shocking when the knife goes right in the underneath their ribcage.
Oh. I see.
They're like, what? You know what? You were talking nice to me. Now you're stabbing me.
No, but what you got to do, though, is say, just sit down. Let me rub your feet. Here, turn around. Let me undo your bra. And that's when you get it.
Survey says.
Top 5 answers are on the board.
Al, one time I was watching Family Feud. And the category was, name something with white balls.
Golf, volleyball. How many were there?
5. Top 5 answers on the board.
Shut up. Well, that's fucking hard.
Well, okay, let me ask you this.
Caucasian males?
That's right,
that's
white
right.
dudes.
That was number 4 was white dudes.
White dudes.
On Family Feud.
And Steve Harvey was the host.
Yep.
And he's black.
No.
Yeah.
I bet he
guessed. And nobody,
awesome
nobody guessed it.
So let's see what's up on the board. Let's see number 4. White dudes.
The whole audience, when they say it.
Yeah.
They probably like stopped halfway.
Yeah.
White
dudes. Well, the family's like, oh, I knew it. I should have guessed it. As
I
well
didn't
they
think
all look
that
like.
Was going to be the thing.
Yeah, that shouldn't be on there. I would have said that.
That's too awesome.
But now I'm going to be like thinking about like what else has white balls in it.
Ping pong.
Ping pong, very good.
Ping pong.
Golf. Ping pong's got a red ball on.
Ping pong.
Golf. Volleyball.
White dudes. Soccer has a white ball. Not
but
well,
it's
white and black.
Checkers, yeah. But volleyballs are all white.
White trannies.
Not the new ones.
I can't remember exactly what it was. The next question they survey they had was, name something more satisfying than a man. And number four was...
For a woman?
Yeah. And number four was...
Sexual toys.
Yep, vibrators, toys.
Of course.
Number one was shopping.
And so they go,
Are
ding.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Vibrators / toys.
It was typical stuff, but I don't know how they
I would have loved, when I was a kid, I used to love Family Feud, and I always wanted to go on.
And, you know,
the
I mean, like, I want to be in a place where they're like, hey, you mind if we ask you some questions about for Family Feud? I'll be all, fuck yeah, son.
Survey said.
Like, and it'll be all like, and like, 20th answer will be like, in the 1%. That'll be my fucking answer, man.
Yeah.
It'll be all like, what is this white balls in? And I'll be all like,
the mashed potatoes.
In
a white chick's mouth.
A politician's hands? I don't know.
Benoit. Obama
like
Ben Wadden.
Bad porno, man.
Yeah. What you been doing?
Ben Wadden, too.
What you been doing?
Yeah.
I've been wadden.
I've been wadden what you've been doing.
That's a good note to end on, huh?
It is.
Ben Wadden. Well, hell.
That one went quick.
This has been fun. I know hours fly by in the land of podcasting, but we'll have you back on the show. We appreciate you coming down, clear from Salem to Albany, your town,
staying
USA.
All weekend, even though you were locked in the closet.
No, remember he went to a party and he met a girl and he hung out with his daughter on Saturday. Yeah. Pay attention.
Well, next time I'm locking up the window.
We kept Super Dave Wambacher here all weekend last week, and he got drunk as a skunk.
Oh, nice.
He did. So, hey, yeah, check out some of our sponsors, Complete Ag Resolutions. That's the only
midwifery.
One. Yeah, Dixie Creek Saloon and 30-Pound Test. And go to tagcastpodcast.com and click on some links. Give us some money. Do some Amazon shopping. And then tune in on Wednesday. We'll be back for another Hump Day edition. Thanks again to Al for being here.
Word.
And, we've got a bunch of episodes under our belts now. So,
Everybody have fun and rock on with your Wang Chung.
Metal in your white balls.